the Christmas bird counts are done for this winter, and one of those counts was the Beltrami Island bird count. And Beltrami Island bird count is a 175 square mile circle just southwest of Bedette, with no permanent residence and not a single paved road. But living just outside that circle at the old CCC camp, the Norris camp, is Johanna Burcham. Johanna's 13 years old, and she participated in the bird count. And afterward, she sat down with me and with her father, Jeff, and we talked about using copper bullets during deer season and how that choice affects the birds in the Northland. It was cold today. Johanna, what did you learn about the temperature as soon as you got up?
It was really cold. It was negative 43 without a wind chill.
Did that make you want to not go out?
I really enjoyed going out, even though it was cold.
Did you see some birds?
Yeah, my mom and I got four different species. There weren't a lot of birds.
The reason I wanted to talk to you was I wanted to hear the story. You and your dad ended up in basically all the Fargo Forum newspapers. Jeff, you had talked to someone from the Grand Forks paper?
Yeah, I talked with Brant Dockin, a friend of mine. I've done other articles. I'm a retired conservation officer, and through the years I've worked with Brad on all sorts of stories. Thought it was a great article.
And the article is about copper bullets during deer season, and we're going to stretch that back to these birds that we went and looked for today. My understanding is that you shot not only one 8-point buck, apparently you shot two this year?
Yep, I did. I used my brother's tag for party hunting.
And those of you who can't hear on the radio how old Johanna is, but she's 13.
Yep.
So you go to school in Lake of the Woods School?
Yep.
What's the story about copper bullets? Why should I use a copper bullet?
When you shoot a deer with a lead bullet, the animals that eat off your gut pile, it's really bad for them, because they are eating the lead from your bullet, and that can be extremely harmful for them.
What happened in your situation when you shot this deer?
I used a copper bullet, and I hit one of the ribs. So if I was going to use a lead bullet, that would have fragmented, and there would have been fragments all over of lead. I used copper, so that would not be harmful in the gut pile.
When you left the scene, what happened?
A lot of predators and birds came over and started eating off of the gut pile.
You went back to the stand, is that my understanding?
Yep, and we watched it.
What kind of birds did you see?
We saw magpies, gray jays, blue jays, eagles, and a martin.
A pine martin.
Yep.
I think that deer hunters are probably some of the best stewards of wildlife. I'm just wondering if people are missing the boat on this and don't even realize what's going on when you shoot a lead bullet and it breaks into a lot of pieces.
We've been promoting using copper. We've been using copper on our property and my friends, and I try to get everybody involved with using copper. For a long time, there was a lot of misconception that they weren't as good as lead, and they certainly are. The ballistics are probably even better. Lead was a little cheaper, but now it's actually very comparable to a copper bullet. I think Johanna was using a 243. We paid $24 for 243 shells, and about the same as a good box of lead. We're just trying to promote not only for the human aspects. We all know that there isn't anything good about ingesting lead to anybody, whether it's people or animals or birds or whatever. And we're just trying to promote it that it's a good alternative. And like you said, David, you know, hunters are always trying to do the right thing. And this is the right thing to do. Myself, personal experience as a conservation officer, I've picked up the last few years right after deer season. Always had reports of sick bald eagles, and I'd retrieve them, get them sent down to the Raptor Rehab Center. A day or two later, they would tell us that they've ingested fragments of lead from gut piles from deer hunting.
Now maybe it's a step that we can take to help protect the birds.
Yeah, and humans both. I mean, it's just a great thing to promote. It's one of the things that we can feel good about that we're doing. It's a great thing to move forward with. If people are catching on, I think if they just start using copper bullets, they're going to see what a good bullet they are for harvesting deer. Everything's positive about it.
I have a family member who's in the shooting business, and I asked him that same question. I said, what about the ballistics of it all? And he said, they figured out how to make it work. And if you have to pay $2 more for a box of shells in the big picture of deer hunting, that's really not that much.
I go to my local sporting goods stores and I ask them about copper. And when they start promoting copper or letting people know that they have it on the shelves, people are interested. I've been in stores where the person has no idea what you're talking about, and I try to give them some education about copper and why we want to use it. it's been real positive. I don't know anybody that's tried copper and have gone away from copper. And we've been lucky with the newspaper article and the publicity we've been getting on this a little bit. People are contacting us and say, hey, this is a great idea. I'm going to try it.
You had mentioned that there was some feedback that was run through the Brainerd paper.
Yeah. There was a survey that was done, and over 1,000 people said that they were going to try using copper bullets next deer season.
All because Johanna shot an 8-point buck with copper. Are you responsible for this?
Yeah.
She hopes so. We hope so. It's a good thing to do.
You bet. We try to do the right thing.
Johanna is 13 years old, and she shot 3 deer, and the average 8 points every buck, right? You're proof here that copper bullets do the job. Is that fair to say?
Yep. I would highly recommend using copper bullets. I really prefer them.
Thanks, Johanna and Jeff.
You bet.
Thank you.
Yeah, my thanks to Johanna and Jeff. And just a short little story. A couple of years ago, there were some avid birders that drove all the way up from Chicago to do that bird count. And you should have seen the look on their faces when Jeff and Johanna started howling wolves. And one howled back from not far away.
Whoa.
I think they wanted to head to the cabin.
This kid is amazing. You are tuned to Northern Community Radio, 91.7 KAXE in Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley-Bemidji, 89.9 in Brainerd, 103.9 in Ely, and online at KAXE.org. We connect you to Northern Minnesota.